Folks, welcome to Trainwreck Sports' first edition of Cox and Cannons. Tonight here in studio, hosting myself is a Degenerate Al, along with producer Burrs and Petty Roosevelt, and special producer tonight, Topher.
There's just lots of flashing lights over here. It's hard to keep track of, so Burrs, new respect for your job.
So you guys are the soccer experts of the Wrecking Crew. So, you know, just introduce yourselves and, you know, your teams.
Burrs, how does it feel to be behind the mic in front of the camera and not producing today?
It feels good to be in front of the lights, not behind them. I'm not going to lie to you. It feels good. And it also feels good to get a Tottenham win today.
You're right.
2-0, which is my team, which where it comes from, like Al said, the Cocks and Cannons. The cock is referenced to the cockerel right here. And then the cannon.
I have a nice cannon on my forehead today.
For
my Arsenal. They had a big win, too. First game of the EPL season. They got a win as well. And, yeah, excited to be here.
And also, if we're not aware, Arsenal and Tottenham are major rivals.
Yes.
Biggest rivals out there. Best comparison is probably Bills, Patriots, Sabres, Leafs.
Right.
Cowboys, Redskins. May I go on?
Real Madrid, Barcelona.
That's it.
It's up there.
Is that, like, one of the top Premier League rivalries?
It's like the top Premier. It's so I guess the top Premier League rivalry would be the Merseyside Derby, which is Everton and Man U. Everton and Chelsea. I'm sorry. That's huge. That's the longest running rivalry, but this is like the most heated, I would say, between in all of the EPL.
Okay, so I obviously got to say my team, Burnley. Monster upset.
Oh, a huge shock.
Chelsea this past weekend.
A huge shock. I will say, so Chelsea had two red cards. That was the big thing. They got a red card early. Burnley scored, put on two other goals early, so they went up 3-0. And then Chelsea started fighting back. I'm not going to lie, they dominated the second half. Like, Chelsea absolutely dominated the second half. They got a second red card, kept dominating, and scored two goals. They almost came back and won the game. They probably should have. But it's hard to overcome two red cards. You're down two men.
But then you look at it, you're like, Burnley, they are an awful team. So you kind of do expect a team that's like Chelsea playing down two men still to come back. Right. But, of course, you're in the Premier League. It's not easy to come back with two men down.
No.
When you have 11 guys defending against eight.
Right.
Well, seven if you're not counting the goalie, too. So, tough loss, but a good loss for us, Arsenal.
I mean, you like to see the loss early for Chelsea, but at the same time,
still got a lot.
Yeah, I mean, they ran away with the title last year. They ran away with the title 2 years ago, but in between, they were bad. What do we think they do this year when they were so good last year and then they start out with a tough loss?
Do you follow the trend? I think they're going right. to be. I think they're come down and just bottom out. I think it's time for Tottenham to finally come up. Oh, we'll get to that later.
Jumping the gun
we'll get here. Next. Right.
So, real quick, what are things that are definite in life? Death, taxes.
Liverpool overs.
Again.
Yeah.
What percentage of their games go over?
I don't know. I mean, it's incredible. It's absolutely ridiculous.
70-80%.
So they started, and this is a trend with Liverpool, Barcelona, Real Madrid, like high scoring teams. Normal soccer over is 2.5. Always 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
Liverpool, Real Madrid, Barcelona, Bayern Munich, the top teams at scoring in the world, 3.5. And that's tough.
You know how we like our 3.5 unders.
I mean, but 3.5 is great.
Yeah.
But again, with those teams, it's tough. Because you have to expect, with those like super clubs, they have to score those four goals. Whereas Liverpool, their defense is atrocious, and they score a lot. So it works well.
Perfect.
But they drew, which was kind of a surprise. Watford, not the best club in week one, but they had a good result versus Liverpool.
Well, for Watford, I got to give a shout-out to Andy Guide there, big Watford fan. That's all I know for the Watford fans out there. But, good, I mean, he sticks by him, thick and thin. Shout-out there, man.
How do you just start to like Watford?
How do you start to like Burnley?
Because they beat Chelsea.
Right, every team that plays Chelsea is our team. Like, that's just how that works.
That is a good point. Right?
Grown up in the suburbs of London. You never know. So.
I did visit London when I was 10.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There you go. That's how you become a Watford fan. Right?
Exactly. So, some big stuff happening this weekend. How about Mr. Rooney back at Everton?
Back at Everton, yeah. He started his career there, went to Man U with the big contract. top player in the world for a while. But he's back home. Grew up an Everton fan. He was in a deal for Romelu Lukaku, who went from Everton to his Man U, so they swapped, kind of. Not technically, but they did. And Rooney scored in his first game back at home in Everton. So it's good for him. It's pretty cool.
And then what?
And they won 1-0 on that goal, which is pretty nice.
Wow. 1-0 final?
Yep.
And then how about Lukaku playing for Man U now?
Yeah, on that same deal, he scored 2 goals in his first game. Pretty sweet.
And what's great, they mentioned this during the game, he's played for 3 different Premier League teams, West Brom, Everton, and Man U, and he scored in every debut for those teams. So he continues the trend.
Crazy.
He keeps it going. This guy's a beast. He's strong. He's just he's fast. I'm scared.
Yeah,
Man U's going to be a really good team this year.
Right. Like, Wayne Rooney for them didn't fit in their system last year, and it was obvious. They finished 6th in the EPL last year. Like, they had a tough year. And it was very obvious Wayne Rooney wasn't working out. They're a little more high-paced now. They're a younger team. And so they needed a younger body, but also a bigger body. So that swap with Rooney and Lukaku seems to be working out for them really well. The thing with Lukaku is, yes, he scored 2 goals today, but his problem at Everton was staying consistent. So we have to see. He's playing with much better players at Man U than Everton. So we got to see if he can stay consistent.
And speaking of consistency, I think with the Matic pickup
from
Chelsea, stealing a Chelsea player from Conte, you know, coming over. And you know what? He had a great setup. I think he made an impact on 2, maybe 3 of the 4 goals today. Great assists. He's there. Great ball handler. Great midfielder. Watch out. That's an underrated signing right there. So watch out for that.
Next, did you guys see any major flops this weekend watching the games?
No. I mean, there were a couple of red cards, but they were really, really tough fouls.
Okay.
There was one straight red that was in the Chelsea game. Gary Cahill, it was a terrible foul on his part. Absolutely awful. And then the other 2 were 2 yellows.
Okay.
That 2 yellows turns into a red card. But the big rule is, Burrs, do you want to go at it?
What's the new rule? Tell the listeners what this is.
They're trying to eliminate flopping from the game. Because there's too many times you get into the penalty box area and you flop, you can almost bait the referee into calling a penalty. And nowadays, and with such a low-scoring league and low-scoring sport, a penalty, maybe 2, can be crucial winning a game. So now what they're doing is, if you actually flop in a game and it's not called, they call it deceiving, quote-unquote deceiving or misinterpreting the match official, and you automatically get a 2-game suspension, and I believe you get a fine also.
Right.
So, and if you get called for diving in the game, that's a 1-game suspension and a fine. Is that correct?
Right. Well, it depends on the situation.
There
are dives that can just be a straight yellow, call of the day. Mm-hmm. You get your yellow card for diving. That's enough. Fine. But they're saying if it's in the box and they call a dive, intentional handball, stuff like that, that is an automatic 2-game suspension.
Right.
But they don't rule it until the Monday after. So you could have dived in a game. The other team scores on a penalty. They win on that penalty. You're not finding out until Monday that dive counts as a 2-game suspension. But the idea is, I mean, they followed suit with the NBA because the NBA just did this.
Uh-huh.
They had a huge flopping problem. And the NBA LeBron James, Anderson Varejao, all of these guys, Draymond Green, huge floppers. Uh-huh. So what they started doing is $5,000 fine and a suspension. So, soccer follows suit, and it's honestly great. The EPL doesn't have a huge problem with flopping. Mm-hmm. That's more of Spanish leagues and, the French league.
Okay.
And Arjen Robben.
But it's still good to see that they don't want people ruining games by flopping and a ref missing the call.
Okay. So, what sport is flopping worse in, NBA or EPL? Or not EPL, soccer in general?
It's got to be the NBA, honestly.
I got to say soccer because, you know what? It comes up. It can be more – each – a flop can be more impactful to a game than an NBA game. And, you know what? NBA, you get enough of it, and, they're flopping, whatever, but it can be more impactful in a soccer game with a game that can finish 1-0, 2-1, something like that.
There's more impact, but I think it happens more often in the NBA. I think that's what it comes
down to. I'll give you that.
So, I mean, you could see like 5 flops a game in the NBA, and in soccer, you're not
going to even good.
One maybe. Yeah. Like, it doesn't happen that often. Yeah. But that's like people, so you don't watch enough soccer, you're not going to notice it. But the one game you watch, you see one, you're like, oh my God.
Typical soccer.
This is ridiculous.
And that pushes you away, that pushes the average fan away from the game.
Yeah.
That's
what they don't act want. Like, they act like they're dying.
They get shot from behind, and it's like a bad actor.
And that's a part of the rule, too. If you fake an injury, you can get suspended for that as well. That's that's like an added part of the rule.
The game is changing.
That's just their blanket deceiving the ref quote, and that's what they're talking about. So if you roll around and take 10 minutes on the ground as an injury to waste time to win at the end of a game, you're gonna get suspended for that too. Wow. So that's kind of cool.
Alrighty, so let's do final topic of the night here. Let's talk a little USA soccer, obviously with my Pulisic jersey here. World Cup qualifiers coming up. We got Costa Rica on September 1st and Honduras on September 5th. Will Bruce Arena ever lose again?
I don't know.
Will the guy lose?
I don't know. He's been great. I mean, Jurgen Klinsmann's gone, obviously. He wasn't doing a great job. He got flack in the World Cup and after that as well. But, I mean, USA's been playing amazing. And they've been scoring their goals. Their defense has been okay. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, they look good. And these two games are huge. They need to win these two games for the World Cup. They don't...
Massive.
Yeah, I mean, Costa Rica's very good. They showed...
That'll be the tougher of the two, I believe.
Right, yeah. Oh, easily. Yeah. Costa Rica's a better team. The Ticos, as people like to call them, they did well in the World Cup. They've been doing well since. So it's a tough matchup for the USA on the first, but who knows? The way they've been playing, they should win. And Pulisic, for that matter, did not play in the Gold Cup, because he's preparing for the German Bundesliga this year, and he just scored in the Super Cup the other day for Dortmund. He looks great.
Unfortunately, they lost, but he still looks
great. He still looks great.
In the second, would you say the second best league in all of Europe, the German league behind the English league?
Spain's number one.
But German, the German, the top three league.
Right. Yeah.
That's a great league to be in.
Where does the MLS rank?
Oh my God.
We're like double A baseball somewhere
bottom,
in there.
Yeah, bottom.
Yeah.
10? No, not 10. 10's way too low. Probably 8.
But like it's getting better.
But that's still, yeah, it's honestly getting a lot better. You see a lot of guys coming from Europe to the MLS towards the end of their career for some, but you have Sebastian Giovinco, who's the leading goal scorer in the MLS right now. He plays for Toronto, and he is an Italian international player. He's absolutely amazing, and he's younger too, which is great to see, and Toronto's at the head of the MLS right now. They're the best team. He's a big part of that. So, I mean, the MLS isn't great, but it's getting there, honestly. Yep. They keep expanding their teams. Yeah.
Who are the biggest names in the MLS right now?
Internationals. So, you have, like, your top two players are Sebastian Giovinco, like I just said.
I know.
And
it's sad, though.
David Villa, you've heard of him. He plays for Spain. Of course. So, he plays for New York City FC.
Yep.
There's a lot of USA guys. So, Jozy Altidore is really great. Michael Bradley's great. Actually, Syracuse alum Alex Bono. He just graduated from Syracuse 2 years ago now, and he's starting for Toronto FC. He might be your next goalie for the USA after they're done with the Brad Guzan, Tim Howard era. It's a name to watch out for. He's been amazing, and they're the number one team in the MLS right now, so you got to watch out for him.
Wow.
Chris, it looks like you have something to say.
Well, I'm just a little mad that you guys talked about him because I wanted Al to try again to pronounce Pulisic's name.
No, it's my Pulisic.
That's pretty good. That's not bad.
He's getting better. Each time he says he gets better.
That's not bad.
So, folks, when are we back next? What's the plan for this?
So the
viewers know.
I'm talking every Sunday.
Okay.
Recap the weekend. Right now, the EPL is the only thing going.
Okay.
But as we're going forward, you're going to get Spain, Germany, Italy.
And I know a lot of the viewers and listeners are really looking for Petty Roosevelt back on Twitter. So let's get some soccer plays on there.
Yeah,
I
got to do that.
Let's make it happen.
We already alluded to Liverpool over, so we really got to see where we're going forward.
That's our play. Every week, Liverpool over.
I'm a big parlay guy. Big parlay guy when it comes to soccer.
Parlay Arsenal, parlay Tottenham every week. You know, and what do you want to do, fade Burnley now?
I'm telling you, I lace all the heavy favorites in my parlays. We're talking Real Madrid minus 2,000. Bayern Munich minus 1,500, Barca minus 75,000. Like, I'm telling you, just
parlay them. No, you got to start looking at the spreads, man. Minus 1.5, 2.5, 2.75.
That's when you know you're just a full-blown degenerate. It's just you're taking, like, Real Madrid minus 500 to win 100 bucks.
No. I'm saying parlays.
I've even done that, stuff like that. And parlay.
You need a win sometimes, and Bayern Munich's playing a German team you've never heard of. So, I mean, sometimes you got to do it.
All right, everybody, that was Cocks and Cannons. Good night now.